Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk about failing to report spills is hazardous. Spills of hazardous materials, diesel fuel, and other regulated substances are subject to a maze of environmental regulations. Shippers and transporters who are unprepared to handle spill emergencies and make all required reports leave themselves open to major expenses. Reportable quantities vary from one jurisdiction to the next. Spills often involve multiple jurisdictions, each with separate reporting requirements. A spill in one of the five boroughs of New York City requires reports to county, state, and federal authorities, plus the New York City DEP. Failure to make the city report can cost $25,000 a day, with each day being a separate violation. Public reporting of hazardous materials spills to the government enables investigators to identify unsafe carriers and containers, according to the US DOT. Spill reporting is required. Motor carriers who have transported leaking packages of hazardous materials or experienced a loading or unloading hazmat-related leak or spill must report according to 49 CFR sections 171.15 and 171.16. Immediate telephone notification is required in some cases, along with a written report. The DOT underscores the fact that a reportable quantity release must be reported as a matter of law. When in doubt, if a spill involves a reportable quantity, it is best to report it. Compliance is the best policy. Insurance companies do not pay fines or penalties arising from failure to report. This is important to keep in mind. Reporting, cleanup, disposal, and site remediation is the job of the spill generator. The US DOT has levied fines of over $100,000 for failure to report serious hazmat spills. Fines from state and local agencies can go much higher. Individual states can have requirements that are more stringent than the federal government in terms of both reportable quantity and time to report. Failure to file a required report within 2 hours of a spill in Massachusetts carries a late notification penalty of over $10,000. In Louisiana, the Hazmat Incident Notification Regulations are among the most stringent in the nation, with 1 hour of discovery to local and state government. Noncompliance can draw a fine of $25,000 to $100,000 per incident per day. The need for swift action cannot be overemphasized, especially in Louisiana. A carrier involved in a spill of about 65 gallons of diesel fuel at a road paving site near Atlanta faced a fine of $30,000 a day for failure to comply. Fire and police had indicated to the company that they didn't consider the release to be significant, so the carrier thought he didn't need to file a report. The carrier received a notification 3 weeks later from the Georgia DNR for failure to report. The paving contractor was ordered to tear up 500 feet of interstate that had been completed. The carrier was ordered to remediate the site within 2.5 weeks or incur a stiff penalty. Spill Center advised the carrier to stop the paving contractor from handling contaminated soil and asphalt and to hire one qualified to dispose of the material. Spill Center worked with the spill generator to successfully fight the unreasonableness of the state's demands. The site was remediated the day before fines were to start. The carrier paid over $40,000, including $30,000 to the paving contractor, whose invoice was negotiated down by 20%. Don't trust spill reporting to fate or even someone in authority who tells you that you don't need to report a spill. Knowing who requires reports. The key to avoiding fines for noncompliance with environmental reporting regulations is maintaining up-to-date information and contacts for every jurisdiction in which your trucks travel. Many fleets rely on the services of a third-party company, such as Spill Center, to handle all regulatory reporting accurately and on time. Spill Center's expertise in spill management and environmental claims handling has helped hundreds of clients in the transportation, chemical, and insurance industries. We know who needs a report. When in doubt, report it. Nobody can get in trouble by reporting an incident that doesn't need to be reported. but the fines can be substantial when a spill is not reported to the proper authorities within the required time period. A white paper entitled Spill Preparedness in Transportation is available for download from the Spill Center website. The paper discusses containing costs and limiting liability after spills. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com. Telephone us at 978-568-1922 or send an email, tmoses@spillcenter.com.